Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
And the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. They have the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo Sabatini's with us. Good morning.
What's happening?
What's up?
What's going on?
How are you? What's
hey,
new?
What the heck?
I'm great. It's a good morning.
It's a good morning for
it's
me,
a good
too.
Morning.
Nancy, how is it for you?
How you doing over there, Nancy?
Oh,
the
well.
Friday Beer Buzz!
Nancy's reading. What are you reading, Nancy?
I was just looking at this. Nothing. You don't want to know what I'm looking at. So you had more than one word to say today, so that's good so far.
Yeah, it's been good.
It's a good. We've got Halloween this weekend, the last weekend before the big holiday. Do people dress up at all coming in? Or
in the bar, you'll get some people that are, especially that since it's on a Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a Friday.
You'll
it's
get people dripping in before their parties and coming out, coming back after their parties, that kind of stuff we'll see. But
yeah.
the big thing is all the pizza orders are going to be sevens and tens and
yes.
large orders
parties,
to go.
Get-togethers. Yeah, and like you said, to have Halloween on a Friday is kind of cool. So it'll really be great for the partying. Because it's always weird when you have one, it's Tuesday. What are you going to do?
You wait.
Then it feels like you're it's not the same thing.
I just hope my kids don't have that expectation that it's Friday. We're going to go out. My kids have decided to trick or treat as well. So maybe I'll just come out to your place.
Well, yeah, go and trick or treat with them. Let them be kids.
Because they don't ever come in with a trick or treat, an adult trick or treat and expect to get a beer?
No, not a beer. But
a candy bar.
They do come in looking for candy. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, it's not like that gives you the willies, doesn't
it? Breaking the law, man.
Get out of here.
Get off my business.
Get out of here.
Get off my business. Property. It's against the law. All right, back to you. Halloween's on a Friday. Good point.
So what else is happening? Is there anything big coming up? Or?
Yeah, Halloween's on a Friday.
I know that.
How about
sometimes
this?
Sometimes you do some
tonight,
cool
tonight's
fun
gonna,
things.
Tonight's going to be pretty fun because we have a Wyoming area Pittston area game.
I was, you know what? Nice. And while you were making fun of me looking, I was looking because I know we talked about – I have my football notes, yeah. And he was talking about the rivalry, and I know that's in your neighborhood
so
there.
So we're going to get a lot of Pittston area people before the game, we normally do, and then after the game, we're going to get a lot of Wyoming.
So what's it called, that rivalry? If the other one is the Sansui Struggle?
This is the I think they call it the Bridge Game or Battle of the Bridge or something about the bridge in between the going across the river.
So you'll get a lot of people just for that.
Yeah. So that'll be fun tonight, too.
Nice. So lots of pizza orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, in theory, right?
And then afterwards, there'll be a lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. Beer.
Yeah, we have beer news, and we're going to come back. We got the featured beer.
This one's up my alley.
It is?
Yes, because it's dark.
I don't know if it's up my alley because I don't drink until after this. Beer news.
Beer.
Beer. Beer.
News.
Hey, everybody, and happy Friday. It is Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
4.0 with your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. This week, Harpoon Brewery continues its collaborations with Dunkin', and that will continue with a beer called Brown Sugar Shaken Espresso Stout. That will be a nitrogen-charged stout brewed with Dunkin' Espresso and brown sugar. The beer hits 6% ABV. It will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. Trogs is working on a beer that I'm excited to try called Chocolate Elf, and it's a blend of Mad Elf and Grand Cacao, and it will be brewed with honey, cherry, cacao nibs, vanilla, and milk sugar. That beer hits 8.7% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce cans for a holiday release. Bell's Brewery is working on a 40th anniversary expedition stout. That beer will be aged in bourbon barrels. It will hit 13.9% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce bottles. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
For the latest details.
Thank you. It's the Friday Beer Buzz 4.0. New website. Check it out.
Now, the beer is a dark beer, which I love. What do you think, Jason?
It's not bad. Everyone's looking at me like something.
I think it's good.
Well,
yeah, it's good.
He saw the can, and there's a word on the can that gives him like shivers.
What is it?
Do you taste there's something added to
this? Is it making your belly warm?
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I went into this very skeptical because I was like, this is my arch.
Is it coconut?
It's coconut.
Oh,
yeah.
It's coconut.
It doesn't taste coconutty at all, though.
It's a mild
not
coconut.
At all.
You have to kind of look for the coconut, but it's there. This is an iconic beer for us.
Very good.
That we've had a lot of guests looking for this beer for a long time because Oscar Blues Brewery has not made Death by Coconut. In a couple of years.
So it's Oscar Blues Death by Coconut.
Yes.
And I think you just don't like the texture of coconut.
Yeah, I've always said if you give me a chocolate cake with one flake of coconut, I'll find it. It's like the needle in the haystack in a cake. This is delicious, and I don't taste any coconut.
I mean, I get the texture of coconut. That flake is kind of like leathery or whatever, however you want to
describe
squishy
it. It's squishy and it feels like there should be like moist, but there's no liquid in it. It's the whole thing's confusing to me.
I love it.
So when you stick it in a liquid, then it's okay because it's already liquidy.
Well, it's just liquidy. It doesn't have that dryness or that.
Plus, coconuts were created in such a way that we should have just been like, I mean, look at it. We can't get into that thing. But we were like, we fought to get into these things.
It's worth the wait.
If you say so.
It's mild coconut. It's not like you are not eating.
No, tells you it, once you hear it, you can kind of taste it, but you would not be like, hey, this is coconut.
So they're calling it an Irish style porter that's been hit with coconut and chocolate.
Mm.
Are there pieces of coconut in this?
No. Well, I'm sure there was.
I see like little like thingies.
You shouldn't be drunk yet. There's nothing in there. This has been filtered. There's no way you're going to get coconut chunks in
it. It's just a dirty cup.
That dusty speaker.
There is a thing in there.
What?
A couple things in there.
There's no things in there.
Yeah, there's floaties in mine.
What the?
Do you see it?
No.
Look, mine's speckled. Look.
Let me see your speckles.
You got to stand up and under the light.
All right.
They might be little bits.
I think it's coconut. It might be. I think this is kind of like
I think you have a lovely bunch of
coconuts. Like old school Ritas. Yeah. You'd have little pieces of cherry in the cherry. And so this is the same thing.
Yeah, but your pour was at the end, so maybe it is filtering out.
Yummy.
Oh, I got a floater. There's a little piece of coconut in there. I got a guy.
On behalf of Oscar Blues Brewery.
There is coconut in this thing.
I want to make a suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's stop calling them floaties and floaters.
No, they're not floaters. They're little pieces of love.
On behalf of Oscar Blues Brewery, let's not call them floaters or little pieces
I just told you what they
love.
Are. A little
yummy.
How about this? I think there's coconut.
No, there's little
terrific.
Pieces of coconut love in mine.
Tiny, tiny, tiny pieces.
There's flex of something.
What is that song?
Fleck is better.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. That one we should just do. You've got a lovely fleck of coconut.
Lovely piece of coconut love.
It's good.
Don't Google coconut love.
I love this. I love
just making it.
I love it's delicious. I love porters.
Yeah, but this is delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sweet. You get a little bit of sweetness from the chocolate, and then somewhere in there is some coconut.
I have a challenge for anyone because I know when we talk about this, you like coconut, mm-hmm. Nancy.
Yes, I do.
I will be like, I hate it, and you're like, you sound crazy, and then people will be like, I don't like it either. If you don't like coconut and you drink beer, seriously try this. If you would have said it's death by something, what do you think? I wouldn't have tasted the coconut.
You might have said death by chocolate.
I don't know what I would have said. Yeah. But knowing it has coconut in it and the fact that I'm like, I still don't taste it is, this is a great beer.
I like it a lot.
This is the first coconut product I think I've ever enjoyed.
I think it's
ever.
The first beer that I've drank that had little pieces of coconut love in it.
Get that little flex. Flex a
lot. Don't even Google Lil Flex. I don't know who he is.
By the way, there's a candy called Coconut Love, so don't worry. You won't find something bad. Right, it's not like
so as soon
trouble.
As you told her not to Google it, she Googled it.
I did. I Googled it right up. I'm right on it. Like Coconut Flex in my beer. All over it.
All over
no,
it.
No, it's very,
no, this
very
is nice.
It's very sporadic.
This is
it's fabulous. I love it.
All right. I want to hear Barsky say, I like coconut beer.
I'm going to say this. This is the most surprisingly good beer I've ever had on this show.
Aye.
Ever. Because it's
That's
delicious. And I'd rather throw coconuts into the ocean.
He did just say deliterally.
Deliterally.
It's a new word.
I know a lot of fake words, but what's deliterally?
If you give me a coconut on an island, I'd throw it in the ocean. I don't like coconut
so
at all.
So you're dying and you would not eat a coconut?
No, death. I would literally.
You take death on the island.
If it was the only food, it would be death by not eating coconut.
I don't believe
the name
you
of this beer
all.
Is Death by Coconut, not Death or Coconut.
Either way. This is stunningly great, even with the coconut pieces. I can't taste it. I'm coconut sensitive in my brain.
I think you like coconut. You just don't like coconut. You like the flavor.
I don't like it. Stop telling me I do.
You like the flavor. Yeah. You don't like the texture.
I don't know what it is.
It's a very mild. Once you say it, I can kind of taste it.
It's there. It's there.
It's so good.
Yeah.
This is coconut yummy.
But you know what? I like it this way because it's not overpowering.
No,
when you get coconut
it
in your
much.
Mouth on some coconut beers, it's
right.
like you don't taste anything else. This is done nice.
This is perfect.
I listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I agree. I'm stunned that I'm saying I like this beer a lot.
Yeah.
And I would buy this and drink it at home.
You know what? I have an extra can. You can take home a
someday
coconut beer.
Someday I am going to – we're going to do a little video, and you're going to eat some coconut.
I'm
going
to crack the coconut up because he told me I can't get into
that.
It, and I'm going to make him eat it with a spoon.
I think you should have some coconut. Now,
hang on. You were just saying we're going to let you try it. He's over here torturing me. Well, he's like, we're going to break it open
we'll
and force you.
We'll go somewhere in the middle.
What if you bake right. Put a flake
we'll
of coconut.
We'll starve you first.
I'll bring you a coconut cream donut.
Here's a challenge. Bake a cupcake and put like a random number of flakes in, and I'll tell you how many are in there. I'll bet I can find them. I'm telling you. Like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm that sensitive to it.
Oh, wow. Well,
except this beer.
I think if you were starving, you'd get it. All right, so the beer is Oscar Blues Death alcohol, by Coconut.
The alcohol is only 6.5 for the record, but he's drinking it like it's 16.5.
No, right. I'm totally sober. Cutie, I'm good. I just have a good time here. We're having a good time.
All right. So
right?
You can
fun,
get it.
Fun.
Try
yes.
it out for yourself. Oscar Blues Death by Coconut Irish Style Porter. It's a porter, chocolate, coconut.
Literally one of the best beers you'll find.
And it's literally great. Don't be.
Many pieces of coconut love.
Yes. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy everybody else. What was it? Sansui Struggle or the Battle of the Bridges and all those other games. All right. The Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue. In Exeter, it's the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. Deliterally.
Deliterally, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.